The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
The week's Parshas are Bahar and Bechukesai. In Bechukesai, the beginning of the Parsha deals in Bechukesai Telechu, if you will walk in my statutes, Til Amelim B'Torah, to labor in Torah, deals with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And also yesterday was Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer, which designates a great simcha for Torah, because the plague which was devastating the Talmidim, the disciples of Rebbe Akiva, ceased on that day. And also it is said, some say that's when he started to renew his teaching of Torah, to build a new yeshiva. And Rebbe Akiva himself stood for Torah. So let's spend this evening speaking about the Ma'alos HaTorah, the dimensions of Torah, and in particular something that Rebbe Akiva said and he taught. The Gemara brings in Masechta Kedushin that Mem Amud Beis Ukfar Hoya Reb Tarfin Uzekenim Misubin Ba'aliyas Beis Nitzva below. Reb Tarfin and the Zekenim, the elders, they were in the Aliyah of the Beis Nitzva. They were in a certain home in Lod, and Nisala Shelezu, and they were asked this question Bifnehem Talmud Godel or Maisa Godel, which is greater and what should receive priority, the study of the Torah or the mitzvahs of the Torah? Nene Reb Tarfin va'omar. Reb Tarfin answered and he said, Maaseh Godel. The mitzvahs, the deeds of the Torah, are greater, and they must receive priority. Nene Reb Akiva va'omar. Reb Akiva answered, Talmud Godel. That the study of Torah is greater, and this must receive priority. Nene Kulam. And they all came to the decision, the Omru, Talmud Godel. The study of Torah is greater than the mitzvahs of the Torah. It must receive priority. Sha'at Talmud mevi lidei maisa. Because it is the study of Torah that will bring one to deeds and to mitzvahs. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer. We learned that Rabbi Yossi said, Godel Talmud Torah. We see that Talmud Torah, the study of Torah, is far greater than the mitzvahs of the Torah, because we see it was given to Klal Yisrael long before the mitzvahs were. For example, Shekodem Lechalo Arboim Shono. It was given before the mitzvahs of Chalo 40 years. Rashi explains the mitzvah of Chalo, that's when one makes bread. He takes the grain, and the grain is ground into flour, and the flour is mixed with water, and it's kneaded. And at that time, there's a mitzvah to give challah, that you separate a portion and you give it to the kahanim. That mitzvah was only given 40 years after the Torah was given, because the Torah was given almost immediately after Yetzias Mitzrayim, after Klal Yisrael went out of Egypt, B'Chodesh HaShlishi, in the third month. Well, the mitzvah of challah was only given Le'nischaivu Ad She'nichnasu La'oretz, D'ksiv B'Vayachem, only when they came into Eretz Yisrael, as it states B'Vayachem, when you come into the land 40 years later. So therefore, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of study of Torah, the Torah itself, preceded the mitzvah of challah by 40 years. The Trumos and Maisres, Chamishim be'arba. And it preceded Trumos and Maisres by 54 years. The mitzvah of Tshumas and Maaseres is that when you harvest your grains after the meruach, this means that after you harvest and after you separate the grains from the plant, and you stack it all up in the piles, so then you have your finished grain, then there is a mitzvah to take off a certain percentage and you give that to the kohanim. That's the tshuva. And there's a mitzvah to take off 10% and you give that to the levim. That's called maaser. Now, that was given only 14 years later, because the mitzvah of tshuva shemaisrus, it states tfuas zarecho, that you should give from your grain. Shekol echod makir chelkai, only after each one would know exactly what is his grain, that would be after the land was conquered and divided. And it took an additional 14 years for that to happen, the conquering and the dividing. So therefore, there was 40 years before they entered the land, and the 14 years of the conquering and dividing, so that was 54 years. So this mitzvah was given only 54 years after the Torah was given. L'shmitim shishim v'achas. The Shemitah, that's the sanctification of the seventh year, that was given 7 years later, because they only started from this time. So that was given after 61 years. L'yoveles, and the sanctification of the Yovel, that was to count seven Shemitahs, and on the 50th year you shall sanctify that year, and it shall become the Yovel. That took place 50 years later. So that was Mea Ushleish, 103 years. So we see that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael 40 years before the mitzvah of Challah, and 54 years before the mitzvah of Tshumas and Maaseres, and 61 years before the Shemitah, and 103 years before the Yovel. While all of this time, Klal Yisrael were commanded in the study of Torah. So we see that the study of Torah preceded these mitzvahs by a long time. And the Gemara tells us, "Ukeshem shahalimud kodim lemaisa, kach dinai kodim lemaisa." And just like the study of the Torah comes before deeds, so will the deen come before the deeds. This means that when a person goes up to the next world, he will first be judged, kavati itim la Torah, did you set aside time for the study of Torah? Kirav Amnuna, Doma Rav Amnuna, ein chiles dini shalodem el al divrei Torah. That the first judgment of a person when he comes into the next world is on his study of Torah. How much time did he allocate for the study of Torah? As it states in Mishlei, Poter Mayim Reishis Modon. Rashi explains, when a person frees himself from the yoke of water, and the water refers to Torah, Reishis Modon, that will be his first judgment. Ukishem Shedinai Kodim Lamaisu. And just like the judgment of how much time he allocated to Torah will come before he is judged on all of his deeds, Kach Shore Kedim Lamaisu, so will the reward that he has given in the next world will precede the reward of mitzvahs. The reward of the study of Torah will precede the reward of his mitzvahs. Shnema, as it states, Vayitein Vahem Arzeis Goyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a posuk in Tehillim at the end of Kapitel Kuf Hei. Vayitein Vahem Arzeis Goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give to you, he gave to them the land of the Goyim, the lands of the nations, Va'amal, and Leumim, Yiroshu, that which belonged to the nations you shall inherit, Why? Bavur yishmeru chukav v'seirosav yinsoru. Because you guarded his statutes. And Rashi brings, Omar mar ushmatem zu ha-mishnah. Yishmeru means that you studied his statutes and you fulfilled his Torah. So we see that the reward for the study of Torah comes before the reward of the mitzvahs. This is the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Omed Beis. So what is the Gemara telling us? That there was a discussion, what is greater and what should receive more priority? The study of the Torah, Talmud, or Maisa, or the deeds and the mitzvahs of the Torah? Tarfon said, the mitzvahs of Torah. Rabbi Kiva said, the study of Torah. Nena Azakenim, in the end, all of the elders that were there came to the conclusion, like Rabbi Kiva, that ha Talmud Godel, the study of Torah, must receive priority, is greater, sheha Talmud mevi lidei maaso, because it is through Talmud, through the study, that one will come to deeds and mitzvahs. And then the Rabbi Yossi said, we see this. We see, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give first? As soon as Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, he gave them Torah, and he told them to study the Torah. Even though many mitzvahs were only given much later. The mitzvah of challah, that's when you take your grain and grind it into flour and knead it, mix it with water and knead it. That mitzvah only started 40 years later, the Vayachim, when they came to Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of Trumas and Maisrus, this is on your finished grains that you separate a portion for the Kohen and for the Levi. That was only 14 years later, after the conquering and the division of the land. Only then did they start counting the years to the seventh year, when the land has to remain fallow, Shemitah. So that was another 7 years. And only then did they start counting the seven Shemitahs to the 50th year, where we were commanded, Kdashtem, that you shall sanctify the 50th year. So that was another 50 years. So this was 103 years. So we see that the mitzvah of Torah, of the Talmud Torah, of the study of the Torah, started immediately, while other mitzvahs took place only later, some as late as 103 years later. And just like a person, that Torah must always come first, so is his first judgment. Kovato itim le Torah, how much time did you allocate for the study of Torah before the Beis Din Shel Mala, the high court, gets down to the mitzvahs? And just like he is judged first on the allocation of Torah, he is rewarded first on the allocation of the time of Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu first gives the reward for how much one spent in the study of Torah, and then he gives him reward for mitzvahs. The Yishalmi uses a little different language, and the Rambam brings a similar language to that, where he says in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel of Talmud Torah, Lefichach HaTalmud Kodem Lamaise Bechol Mokum, that wherever one is confronted with the study of Torah, the opportunity to study Torah, and the opportunity to do a mitzvah, if that mitzvah can be done later, or if that mitzvah can be done through another person, it's not a mitzvah that he has to do himself, then le'olam ha-talmud kodim, and the study must come first, bechol mokum. If it's a mitzvah that cannot be done later, it has a limitation on time, or if it's a mitzvah that he must do, then we have to set aside the study Torah and do the mitzvah. But if that mitzvah can be done later in the day, or another time during the day, or someone else is doing it, or can do it, then la'olam ha-talmud kodem le'maisa b'chol mokum. Now many were of the opinion of the hamon, of the populace, that Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of study of Torah, is one of the 613 mitzvahs, like other mitzvahs. which is true and not true. It certainly is one of the 613 mitzvahs, but it's not like other mitzvahs. It is not just another mitzvah. One of the proofs to that is what we see here, that the study of Torah is greater and must receive priority than the other mitzvahs. Or what we have, a Mishnah, which we're all familiar with, which states that Talmud Torah shokel keneged kol ha-mitzvahs, that Talmud Torah, the mitzvah, the study of Torah, equals the fulfillment of all of the mitzvahs. So it is not merely one of the other mitzvahs of the Torah. But besides its enormous importance, in its very essence and nature, it's entirely different. Its enormous importance is like the Gemara quoted here, "Shehatalmud mevili demaisa," that the study of Torah brings one to mitzvahs. What does this mean? This doesn't mean, like we would say, like we would understand it superficially, that if a person is going to learn, he'll know what to do and then he'll go do it. This is not necessarily true, because there are many people who know what to do and they don't do it. So what does it mean, Shatalmud maybe lide maisa? It means, and as Tosfos brings right here, and also the Tosfos Riyah Zokin here on the daf elaborates, that one cannot come to Maisa, one cannot come to mitzvahs without Torah. Because our Chazal have taught, Ein bu yerechet v'le amor es chosid, the empty ones cannot fear Hashem, and the ignorant one cannot be righteous. No matter how hard a person will try. When we say to come to mitzvahs, mitzvahs is not merely a matter of rote, of physically doing it. Mitzvahs are a great level. There's what is known as madreges ha-mitzvahs. To come to the great level of mitzvahs, to the great level of deeds. And in order for one to come to such great levels in deeds and mitzvahs, this he can come to only through Torah, and in no other way, as the sages testify. Ein bu yerechet, the one who was empty from Torah cannot fear Hashem. Velei amor es chosid, and the one who is ignorant from Torah will not be able to be righteous. So when we say Shahat Talmud maybe lidei maiso, it's not merely that he'll learn and he'll know what to do and therefore he'll do it. Now, of course he has to learn to know what to do. But as he learns, he grows. And as he grows, then the Torah will bring him to these mitzvahs, to bring him to the level of the mitzvahs, and to bring him to the level of the deeds. Aside from the fact that it'll teach him what the mitzvahs are, and aside from the fact that it'll inspire him to do the mitzvahs. So this is your first reason why Torah is different than all other mitzvahs. But secondly, in its very nature, it's different. And why is that? This the Maral explains in the Nesiv HaTorah, in Perek Aleph, and in many places. And that is, all mitzvahs, basically, are done through the acts of people, where it requires some physical act. And that means they are part and parcel of this world. And generally speaking, it's even more than an act, but it's usually attached to something physical. For example, tefillin.
tefillin, you have to take the parchment, which is the skin of an animal, the hide of the animal, and you have to take ink, and you have to take a pen, and you have to write the tefillin. You have to make the tefillin, and then you have to put it up. The lulav and esrog, these are plants from trees. The matzah, this is comes from grain. So all mitzvahs which we were commanded to do, its fulfillment is through the acts of people. This means they're part and parcel of the physical world. While the study of Torah is done with the seichel, the bina, the chokhmah, the intelligence of the person. The intelligence of the person, especially that level of intelligence that was given to the human being so he could understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, that is non-physical. That is not part of the physical world. The machshava, the thoughts of people, and especially the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, that is something which is detached totally from the physical world. Now, Reb Tarfon held that Maisa Godel, the deeds are greater than Torah, because he was well aware of the level of Torah compared to the level of the mitzvahs. But since we are human beings of flesh and blood and we live in this world, our perfection and our totality can come only through taking these machshavas ha-Torah, these thoughts of Torah, and bringing them into this world and fulfilling them in this world through the manifestation of something physical. In other words, making mitzvahs out of them, making deeds out of them. And this is the gemar shlemus of the Odom. This is the ultimate perfection of man. However, this is true. But nevertheless, Rabbi Kiva held, and the elders agreed with it, still Torah's, the study, and the understanding of the Torah is far greater and must receive far greater priority because it's a different level altogether. Because mitzvahs become part of this world. Torah itself, there we are putting our minds and our hearts in another world. And therefore, it is far greater than the mitzvahs and the maasim. And it's for that reason that we find all mitzvahs have limitations. For example, firstly, from the fact that they can only be fulfilled through the human being or through something that's physical. But for example, we see there are many, many mitzvahs that are mugbul. They are limited to certain places. Many mitzvahs which are mugbul, they are limited to certain times. For example, you have mitzvahs which can be fulfilled only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Lo'aretz, not outside of Eretz Yisrael. You have mitzvahs that can be fulfilled only in Yerushalayim. Other mitzvahs only in the Beis HaMikdash. You have mitzvahs which can be fulfilled only during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Not Shalem Bisman HaBayis. You have mitzvahs that can be fulfilled only during the day, Zman Groma, or only during the night, and so forth and so forth. However, when it comes to the Torah of these mitzvahs, there is no limitation. It's well known that you could study the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael outside of Eretz Yisrael, even though the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael cannot be fulfilled outside of Eretz Yisrael. You can study the mitzvahs of Chutz La'aretz, of outside of Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael. You could study the mitzvahs of the korbanos, the mitzvahs of the sacrifices, Zvachim and Manoches, today, even though there is no Beis HaMikdash, even though we cannot fulfill those mitzvahs. You can study the mitzvah of Chometz and Matzah and Sukkos. Well, you cannot fulfill those mitzvahs on Sukkos. And you can study the mitzvahs of Sukkah and Lulav on Pesach, even though you cannot fulfill those mitzvahs on Pesach. What do we see? That even though there would be limitations in the mitzvahs, in the actual Torah of those mitzvahs, there are no limitations. There is no limitation of place, there is no limitation of Zman. And Zman, time, as we've mentioned many times, we mentioned in the last Shabbos, is something which belongs to the physical world. Because what is time? When we say that right now it's the first hour of daylight, Shorishena, Shoshenis, it's the second hour, it's the third hour, we are measuring the movement of the sun and the earth in relationship to each other. So it is the first hour. Second hour, it has moved, they have moved from that position from hour one to hour two. Now they have moved to a third position. So we are calculating movement of physical bodies. This is all something which is all can only be part of a physical world. So we see that even though mitzvahs will have parameters and limitations, gvulim, the same mitzvahs, the understanding of them, the wisdom of them, the Torah of them, will have no parameters whatsoever. And one will receive reward in their study, whether he does it in whatever place, in whatever season, in whatever part of the day. And why is this? Because the mitzvahs and the deeds become part of this world. Therefore, they're subject to the physical limitations. Well, the Torah never becomes part of this world. There a person has to put his head, his mind, into another world. And that world is a bilti gashmi. That world is free from all physical elements. And therefore there would be no parameters or limitations there. In this way, the Maral explains what the Gemara says in Masechta Sota, Daf Kof Aleph Omer Aleph, Ezu Dorash Rav Nachman Bar Biyesi. Rav Nachman Bar Biyesi darshened that it states in Mishlei, Ki ner mitzvah v'tora or. The mitzvah is to be compared to a candle, while the Torah is to be compared to light. And then the Rav Nachman continues, and he says, Ma ner eina megin ela lefi sho, just like a candle will give light to a person, only lefi sho, only for a certain limited amount of time. Ach mitzvah eina megino ela lefi sho. So will a mitzvah protect a person, give light to a person, only for a limited amount of time. Ma or, but when it comes to light, not candle, but the light itself, megin le'olam, it gives to the person light in an unlimited fashion, af Torah, Torah also therefore will give light to a person and protect him in an unlimited fashion. Now, what we're doing here is he's penetrating into the wisdom of Shlema Melech, of King Solomon. Because King Solomon, he compared Torah to light and mitzvah to a candle. And what did he mean by that? Torah or and ner mitzvah. What did he mean? What is the difference between light and between a candle? She says as follows. Light is the power of light in an abstract, non-tangible force. When there's light in the room, or the sunlight puts light into the world, that light is without any boundaries. And it has no physical vessel which is holding that light. And it spreads in all directions, unless you place barriers to stop it. But on its own, it will not stop. And why is that? Because light is the greatest form of something which is not as close to non-physical as possible that we have in the physical world. This is why the Torah is compared all of the time to light. Torah or. What is a candle? A candle is when you take that light and you place it in a physical vessel, a physical utensil, and you limit it with these parameters. For example, if it's an oil light, so you take a dish and you put some oil in it, you take a physical wick and you light it. If it's a wax candle, you take physical wax and you wrap it around the wick and you put the oil on it. Now there's a great difference between the light and the candle, because the candle you have captured in a physical form. Because of that, it's going to have physical limitations. First of all, this light cannot spread all over the world, and secondly, it's not going to last forever. It will last only as your oil lasts, or your wick, or your wax. So when Shlema Melech, King Solomon, said that Torah is or, and just like light has no limitations, so will Torah have no limitations. But a mitzvah is like a candle. In other words, it's an abstract which becomes part of the physical world. And since it's part of the physical world, there are going to be limitations to it. Therefore, it can be Magina only Lefishor, just like a candle will last only a certain amount of time, so will it be for the mitzvah. Now from here we have this insight that when one studies Torah, he's not merely fulfilling one of the 613 mitzvahs, but there is the study of Torah and there are all of the fulfillment of mitzvahs. And this is why he brings that the Yishalmi in Masechet Peah, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, said Reb Rachya and Reb Chaya, the Kfar Tchumin, Chad Omar, once said, "Kol Ha'Elam Ein Shov LeDover Echad BiDibrei Torah." One said that the whole Torah, the whole world, cannot be compared to one good thought of Torah. And one said, not only the whole world cannot be compared to one good thought of Torah, but even all of the mitzvahs also cannot be compared to one good thought of Torah. Now, what are they saying? How can you say that one good thought of Torah, how good it is, how can that be equal to a whole world, to the whole creation? And further, how can one good thought of Torah, it's all of the mitzvahs cannot be compared to one good thought of Torah? Now he's saying something very profound. No matter how great the creation of the world was, and that's something that was very great, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation, the Oretz, the Shemayim, the Yom, the earth, the heavens, the sea, magnificent. Vayara Hashem, Kol Asher Oseh Ki Tov Me'od, he saw what he made and everything was so good. But no matter how great it is, it is not endless. It's not endless. Like we see from Bereishis itself, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever he created, he gave it a certain space and he said, there it has to end there. Here is the earth and here is the sea. And here are the trees and so forth. It's not endless. It's limited. The expanse is enormous, but it has a ketz, it has a sof. It has a limitation, an end. One thought of Torah has no end to it. Ein lo ketz v'sof. It's endless. Because one thought of Torah, if it's genuine Torah, this is not coming from this world. This is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, the Olam Elyon, from the world of Torah. And that Torah is not physical. That world is not physical. And therefore, there are no gevulim, there are no physical limitations, and there are no parameters. And therefore, it is endless, both in space and in time. So therefore he said, Kol ha'olam kula eina shovel dover echod midivrei Torah. The whole world cannot be compared to one thought of Torah. Because the whole world, no matter what its expanse is, at some point it's going to have to stop. A person's life, at some point, his physical life has to stop. But that what he understands in Torah, that's beyond time and space. That lives forever. And therefore the other one said, if that's the case, you cannot even compare all of the mitzvahs to Dover Echon Medivere Torah. Because mitzvahs also, since they attach themselves to this physical world, they also are subject to time and space, while Torah itself is not. From here, we can understand something else he brings. And this is a Gemara in Masechta Megillah. We've quoted this before, but it's a Gemara which is somewhat wondrous. The Gemara brings at the end of the first perek in Masechta Megillah, Daf Tes Zayin, Amud Beis. Omar Rav, Vitema Rav Shmuel Bar Masha. Rav said, and some say it was Rav Shmuel Bar Masha, Godel Talmud Torah, Yosef Mibinyan Beis HaMikdash. The study of Torah is so great that it is even greater than the mitzvah of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. This is something which is quite profound. That the study of Torah is so great This is Tes Vav Amid Beis, Tes Yayin Amid Beis, Seif Amid Beis. The study of Torah is so great that it is even greater than the building of the Beis HaMikdosh. But we know the building of the Beis HaMikdosh was the culmination of all of the milas, of all of the levels in this world. It was the culmination of all of the mitzvahs in this world. For example, when we sing Dayenu on Pesach, Kama Milas Tevis, many dimensions, many levels that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to us. And we list off all of the levels. There are 15. And this spans the whole world. From the going out of Egypt, to the point of building us the Beis HaMikdosh. So this was the ultimate. Here the Gemara says, but the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is even greater than the building of the Beis HaMikdosh. How do we know this? The Gemara says, she calls man, she Baruch ben Neriah Kayim. Baruch ben Neriah was a great Talmud Chochem. And he lived, they lived in the Golus Rishon, first exile. The first exile is when we were exiled to Babel by Nebuchadnezzar. And then from Babel, we ended up in Shushan, in Modai Paras, under the kings of Modai Paras, because they conquered Nebuchadnezzar in company. And the one who conquered him was Koresh, Cyrus the Great. And then there was another king after him, his son Daryovish. Then Ahasuerus came. And then there was another king after him, Daryovish Ahachrein, the later Daryovish, which the Medrash brings, according to one opinion, was actually an offspring from Ahasuerus and Esther. And he allowed Klal Yisrael to go back and to rebuild the Beis HaMikdosh. And that's when Ezra went back. But we find that it was even in time of Kadesh, of Cyrus before, and in Daryovish before, that they had already given permission for the Jews to go back and build the Beis HaMikdosh. But this later was stopped by Ahasuerus and Haman. So the Gemara brings that we find that when Baruch ben Neriah was Kayim, he lived, and he lived there in Modai Paras. And this was the Rebbe of Ezra. Lahinicha Ezra va'ola. Ezra never left the Gola to go up to Eretz Yisrael to rebuild the Beis HaMikdosh. Only after he died did he go. So Rashi explains, Yesh loch litmaya. We can wonder. Lama le ola Ezra im Zerubbabel bimei Kadesh. When Kadesh, Cyrus, first granted permission to the Jews to start going back to Eretz Yisrael to rebuild their Beis HaMikdosh, Zerubbabel went up. Ezra did not go. Ezra was the leader. Why didn't he go? Ad shono shvis ledaryovish ahachrein. Lache shenivda abayis. It was only until the 7th year of the reign of the second Darius, Daryovish, which was much later, and already they had started to rebuild the Beis HaMikdosh, did Ezra go up. Vayovi Yerushalayim b'chedesh ha-chamishi, hishnas ha-shvis la-melech and so forth and so on. Sisis yesh litmoa. One can ask, rightfully ask, where was Ezra? If it was someone else, all right. He didn't want to leave the Golus. But Ezra, we see later on, Ezra was the one who took charge of the whole founding of the new Eretz Yisrael after the Golus Rishon. So where was he in the beginning? So the Gemara brings, because Baruch ben Neriah was in Babel, and Ezra was there studying Torah by him. Baruch lay up Allah. And for some reason, Baruch ben Neriah didn't go up to Eretz Yisrael. So Ezra said, he says, his Rebbe is not going to Eretz Yisrael, then he's remaining. And therefore he remained until he was Meisham Besech Hashonim Alolo. Therefore he remained in the Golus until Baruch died, and only then did he go up to Eretz Yisrael. So what does the Gemara say? What do we see from here? Godel Talmud Torah Yosef Mibinyan Beis HaMikdash, that the mitzvah of studying Torah was greater, Ezra held, than the mitzvah of going up to build the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Gemara brings immediately afterwards Omar Abba, Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Masa, Godel Talmud Torah Yosef Mikibar Aveim, the mitzvah of the study of Torah is greater than honoring one's father and mother. Shekol Eisim Shonim Sho Yaakov Avinu Beveis Eivor Leinenesh. Because we find that Yaakov had to run away from his home because his mother sent him away. She was afraid that Esav would try to kill him. And he went and he spent 14 years in the yeshiva base of the yeshiva of Sheva Eva, where he studied Torah. And then he spent another 22 years in the house of Lavan until he returned to Yaakov. Until Yitzchak. And it says that because he left his father for so many years, he was punished, Yaakov was punished, that Yosef would leave him for so many years. And we find that Yosef left Yaakov for 22 years. Went down when he was 17, and he became king when he was 17. And the famine, that's when Yaakov came down with his sons, so it was 39. He was reunited 22 years later. The Gemara asks, if Yaakov left his father for 22 years and 14 years in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever, so why was it that Yosef only left him for 22 years? What happened to the 14? So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not deduct the 14 years from the joy that Yaakov would have with his son Yosef. Even though those 14 years he was not giving that joy and that service to his father, Yitzchak. So from here we say that Omar Abba, Omar Yitzchak Bashmul Bamasa, Godel Talmud Torah, Yesen Mikivan Abba Eim, that the study of Torah is even greater than serving, honoring one's father and mother. Shekol Eisen Shonim Shor Yaakov Avinu Veisev Alei Nenesh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not deduct those years that he was in Yeshiva by Eva. Now, firstly, these mamorim, these statements are difficult to understand. Secondly, what does one have to do with the other that they're brought in right together in the same proximity? So the Maral explains very simply. He says there can be no greater kedusha, no greater sanctity than the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is in Har Zion, Har Habayis, Yerushalayim. This is where Yaakov slept. And he says, Ein zeh ki im Beis Elokim, v'zus zeh Shar HaShamayim. This is the house of Hashem, the gateways to the heavens. And this is the Shechinas Hashem where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells. But, he says, it's limited to Eitzim Ba'avonim. It is limited to stone and to wood. Because the Beis HaMikdash is made out of stone and wood. And Eretz Yisrael is made from stone and offer like the rest of the earth. In other words, what is it? It's the greatest kedusha, the greatest sanctity, which can be brought into our physical world. Kibbur Av Eim, he says, there is no greater honor than honoring one's parents. no greater honor. How do we know this? Because the Gemara says that there can be no greater honor than honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I equate their honor with my honor. Kabed es avicha vesimecha v'kabed es Hashem. He says, I command you that just like you must honor me, you must honor your parents. So I am equating my honor, their honor, with my honor. So there can be no greater honor that one is obligated to accord than to an avi v'imai, father and mother. But they are also physical. They are flesh and blood. In other words, we are obligated to honor them more than anything else, perhaps, in the physical world, but part of the physical world. The physical world, being that it's physical, is limited. It's limited, and it has its parameters. It has its boundaries. And therefore, its sanctity also is going to be limited. The Kedusha of the Torah itself, though, of the study of Torah, that is not from this world. That comes from the world of Bilti Gashmi, of an unlimited world. That sanctity cannot be limited. That is beyond physical limitations. Therefore, Godel Talmud Torah, greater is the study of the Torah, the Afilu Binyan Beis Hamikdash, even than the building of the Beis Hamikdash. Godel Talmud Torah, that the study of the Torah is greater, a greater level than even the honoring of one's father and mother. This now is gives us a deeper understanding in what Rabbi Kiva said. And the elders agreed, La Olam a Talmud Kodim, Talmud must is Godel is greater and must be given priority than the Maisim, than the deeds and the mitzvahs. Even though we being part of this world, we have to have mitzvahs. This is not an option, this is an obligation, it's imperative. We have to have deeds, but it can never come to the level of the Torah itself, Shahatalmud Mevi Lidei Maisha, because it brings one to this level. And Rabbi Yossi came along and he said, see how the Torah was given on Har Sinai almost immediately after we went out of Egypt. In other words, immediately. The Maral says, I was only given 3 months later. He says, that's no. He says that the Medrash says because we weren't ready yet for Torah. The Medrash says that when we went out of Eretz Yisrael, out of Egypt, we had to have 3 years of 3 months of separation between us and the Egyptians to get it out of our system, the abominations that we were living with, their influence. But otherwise, Torah was given immediately, and we were commanded immediately in the study of Torah. When it came to the mitzvah of challah, though, that was only 40 years later. That was governed by time and only in space when we came into Eretz Yisrael. And Chumas and Maisras, which was a further dimension, that was only 14 years later, after we conquered and settled the land. And the Shemitah was 7 years later. And the Yovel, he says, which was the highest level of mitzvahs, v'vikidashtem, that you should sanctify the 50th year, that was even later. Because mitzvahs all have their gvulim, their boundaries, their limitations, to the right time and the right place. While Torah was not dependent on any time. The instant there was someone to receive it, it was given. And therefore, it was given immediately. Because the Torah comes from a world which is not dependent on time or space. It's for this reason also that he brings that the Torah was given in the Midbar. One might ask, why was Torah given in the desert? Firstly, the best would have been, it should have been given in Eretz Yisrael, like the Beis HaMikdash. Secondly, if not in Eretz Yisrael, so at least give it in a nice city or in a nice place. Why the Midbar desert? He says, if Torah would have been given in Eretz Yisrael, like the Beis HaMikdash, then this would have shown that it was a mitzvah to Yiboretz. It was a mitzvah that could be that was attached to Eretz Yisrael. Torah is beyond time and space. So why in the Midbar there? Why in the desert? He says something very interesting. He says Torah is beyond space, beyond place. So it does not identify itself with any space. Like we mentioned, it doesn't identify with anything that's physical, the study of the Torah. That's why it was given in the least physical place on the universe. And the least physical place on the universe is a midbar, is a desert. Because certainly a city, that's the height of, that's the center of civilization, of society. But even if you'll go out into the field, there's life there. You grow crops there. If you would go out into the woods, the trees grow there. The animals there. If you go into the sea is teeming with life, with all types of sea life. But the place in the world that has the least life, the least physical life, is a midbar, is a desert. And that's why Torah was given in the midbar, in the desert, to show that it does not identify with any mokum, with any place. This gives us an insight into Godel Torah, the whole mokum, Godel Talmud Torah. How great is the study of Torah? Shahatorah, maybe lide maisa, Torah brings one to deeds.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@yjj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.